Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It is a big movie weekend. Who would have known these two movies coming out would somehow, some way cross-pollinate and be like a promotional duo?
Yeah, I think they're working to each other's advantage. Rather than be competitors, I think they're actually helping each other to sell more tickets.
I had a bit, not even a conspiracy theory on the thing, but, you know, I trust nothing Hollywood.
You shouldn't.
But I'm wondering if they packaged these two together, the executives packaged these two together months ago, knowing that the strike was a possibility with both the writers and the actors, and trying to get people to the theater as much as they can now, knowing there's not going to be anything new coming up over the next couple of weeks/months.
Man, I don't know, because this was, you have to figure out when they decided that these movies were going to open, and that was a long time ago. Because I feel like the Barbie marketing, I've been seeing this since I started the Burt Show 12 years ago.
Is that right? Barbie, yeah. And Oppenheimer is what we're talking about this weekend.
So it actually started as early as April of last year, of 2022, and someone retweeted a tweet about the movies and said Barbenheimer, and that's when it officially kicked off.
Okay.
Yep. So Barbie hits theaters today. Oppenheimer hits theaters today. These two movies, it's become like a cultural phenomenon, and they have different yet similar audiences who are going to go. Mm-hmm. So because of this, like I said, cultural phenomenon of the two of them, in that it got, you know, Barbenheimer got created. I have a game for us to play this morning, and it's all about which movie won the box office that weekend. So, thanks to David Opie at Digital Spy, I was like, surely somebody has done this where they have revisited past years of big weekends where two big movies opened on the same weekend. And sure enough, that happened. So, I'm going to give you two movies that opened on the same weekend, very much in the same vein as Barbie and Oppenheimer this weekend. And you have to tell me which movie you think won the box office.
And by the way, because you guys can't see in studio, we've got Rebecca here who works on social media for us. She's all geared up in her Barbie stuff, her pink cowboy hat, got her Barbie t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. Kristen came in here this morning with her pink pants on.
My hot pants.
Yep. So they are fired up.
I've got hot pink pants on.
And you got pink pants on also. I didn't see that.
And Abby, what happened?
I found out this morning I don't own anything pink.
Me neither. Really? Which is why I went to the mall yesterday and bought these shorts.
Is that right?
Yep.
Really?
I dragged the entire family. I was like, we gotta go to the mall. I cannot show up at Barbie not wearing pink.
Yeah, so I'm blue Barbie this morning.
You're wearing green.
It's a bluish green.
It's a green. It's green.
I'm green, yeah. Barbie.
Wow, she's colorblind Barbie is what she is.
And I have dressed up as one of the scientists from Oppenheimer.
Oh, have you now?
Ken. So there are, no, Ken's in Barbie.
And he's the scientist in Oppenheimer.
Oh, he is?
No, I'm just, every man is Ken today.
Okay.
Just Ken.
Yeah, just Ken Oppenheimer.
And he's totally okay with that.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, because you love movies.
Yep.
You're going to play today.
Okay.
But you always have to go last.
Always.
$1.
Okay.
He really is a pop culture idiot savant.
Now, again, you're not guessing the amount. You're just guessing which movie won the box office.
Got it.
So here we go. In a battle reminiscent of Barbenheimer, The Matrix and 10 Things I Hate About You both came out on March 31st, 1999.
It's the Heath Ledger movie, right?
It is.
God, it was so good.
All right, so at the time, Keanu Reeves, game-changing sci-fi, redefined entire genre. And since then, the 10 Things I Hate About You has the Shakespeare-inspired coming-of-age story has become a cult classic that still resonates. So who won the box office that weekend, March 31st, 1999? Was it 10 Things I Hate About You or The Matrix?
I want to say that The Matrix wasn't like huge at first and became more popular as it got released, but I don't remember it being huge that it was coming out. So I'm going to go with 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's one of my favorite rom-coms of all time, but I can't see it beating out a big sci-fi flick like Matrix, so I'm going to go Matrix.
This was during like the Heath Ledger prime years, so I think I'm going to go with 10 Things.
Tommy?
This is tricky because teens dominate the box office, and you would want to go, if that's true, you'd want to go with 10 Things. But The Matrix was a game-changing movie, so I'm going Matrix.
The movie that won the box office March 31st, 1999, Matrix made $27
million. Oh, crap.
10 Things About You? $8 million.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, bonus point for Tommy. What Shakespearean play was 10 Things I Hate About You based on?
Oh, I know this.
Taming of the Shrew. Oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Because you're so good. Because you're so good, Tommy. Heath Ledger's blood type.
A positive.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Your next one. Whole years can go by without a Christmas classic. And then boom, two come at once. Which one do you choose? That was the dilemma cinema goers were forced to face on November 7th, 2003, when Elf and Love Actually brought A-list festive charm to screens worldwide.
Love Actually.
Love Actually?
I think Elf. It's a little more family friendly.
Okay, Elf.
Love Actually.
Love Actually. Tommy?
Abby hit the nail on the head because kids and parents, teens, everybody goes to Elf.
All right, Love Actually made $6.8
million. Ooh, that's not like nothing.
Elf made $32 million.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
there's that one scene in Love Actually you don't see coming, and you sit down with your parents, and you're like, oh, didn't know about this.
You say that about Elf also.
What scene?
The sex scene?
What?
I don't remember.
Sex.
There is not a sex scene in Elf.
I was like, we're candy canes.
Right. I was racking my brain.
If you get that DVD on the street, there is.
When he arrives in New York City the first night?
No, get out of here. That did not happen. All right. Now we're going to go hop in our time machine and go back in time. But these are two classics that were pitted against each other June 8th of 1984.
Woo! Raise your hand if you weren't born yet.
But you know these movies, which is why I chose them. Ghostbusters versus Gremlins.
Oh, that was the same weekend?
That was the same weekend, June 8th, 1984. So who do you think won the box office that weekend? The OG Ghostbusters or Gremlins, which gave me nightmares for years?
I'm going to say supported by the song that Ghostbusters had more marketing and was the bigger movie that weekend.
I've never heard of Gremlins, so I'm going Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God.
Never heard of Gremlins?
Never heard of that. Abby, I wasn't even born yet, and I've heard of Gremlins. It's so good.
I could not tell you a single thing about that movie.
You have to watch it this weekend and come back on Monday and report. It's a classic.
Okay, noted.
Have you ever heard the joke, don't feed them after midnight?
No.
We're so old.
Who's old now, Cassie?
So good.
All right, so you went Ghostbusters?
I did.
All right, Abby, you're going Ghostbusters because you've never heard of Gremlins.
Ghostbusters.
Tom. Are you afraid of no ghosts?
Okay. This was a very, very tight race. Only $1 million differentiated between the two movies. Huh? Mm-hmm. Gremlins made $12.5 million. Ghostbusters... 13.5.
Wow.
Yes. That's surprising.
Yeah. Huh. I thought it was way bigger than that.
Well,
yeah.
That's because, like, now looking back, like, we know Gremlins, but there are some people who clearly don't, but they know Ghostbusters, right? Did you know Ghostbusters?
I knew who you going to call. Ghostbusters!
I remember the movie theater I saw it in and the girl I went to see it with. Cherry Ellington, South Square Mall.
I love your memory.
Some additional points for Tommy.
Game changer.
All right, so the last one we're going to do, and this one was a very close race as well. These two movies were released December 25th, 2012. So these were both Christmas Day releases. And it was Django Unchained and Les Miserables. Yes. So Django Unchained and Les Mis released on December 25th, 2012. Again, two films represent a unique situation where the film that made more money in its opening day did not achieve the highest worldwide gross during its entire theatrical run. However, we're pitting these two together.
God, and both musicals also.
Is it Django Unchained Melody?
Yeah. Like, I remember Jamie Foxx's performance was pretty spectacular.
Damn, I cracked me up.
All right, so was it Django Unchained or Les Miserables that took the top spot at the box office that weekend?
Neither of those movies really screams Christmas Day.
I know, right?
Say Les Mis.
That pained you to say it, didn't it?
Les Mis.
Because it won a bunch of Oscars, Les Mis.
Okay.
I'm going Les Mis because I think the Broadway crowd was really excited.
Tommy?
Russell Crowe was not as bad as everybody said.
Yes, he was.
Les Mis. He was not.
Yes, he was. All right, Les Mis pulled in $27 million that weekend. Django Unchained, $30
million.
Really? Oh, yeah. You're on
Tommy, who did you go to see that movie with? Do you remember what movie theater you were in and who you went with?
Renee, and it was at a Regal. No, actually, I didn't see that till I was on video. I saw it at home in my theater.
I'm just so impressed. Your memory is a steel trap.
The Burt Show.